USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. has topped 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered, according to the CDC. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN State of the Union he's optimistic about more people getting vaccinated once it's available.
What the president has announced and will happening is the opening up of community vaccine centers, up to 500 of them, and over 900 of the community health centers from HRSA to get people vaccinated in those centers.
About 35 million people, or just over 13% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming are getting dumped on with snow. By the end of tonight, as much as 2 feet could be piled up in Colorado. More than 2,000 flights at Denver International Airport have been canceled this weekend. If it's not snow, several other parts of the country are getting slammed with heavy rain, flooding, baseball-sized hail, and strong winds. Two tornadoes were reported in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Protesters and police clashed in several U.S. cities to mark 1 year since Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police in Louisville.
It's great to see that she has so much support.
Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was with her the night of the shooting, speaking at a march in downtown Louisville on Saturday. At least 3 people were killed by security forces in Myanmar who opened fire on demonstrators on Sunday. Protests against the military seizure of power continuing into a 6th week. More than 80 people have been killed and over 2,100 arrested since the military coup. Chinese state-run broadcaster CGTN says 2 Chinese-funded clothes factories were set on fire. Police in London are drawing backlash for their actions at an outdoor vigil for a woman who was allegedly killed by a police officer. Sarah Everett disappeared on her walk home more than a week ago. Police denied permission for the gathering due to coronavirus restrictions. Dozens of officers moved in and were seen dragging mourners away from the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. is going faster than expected. Here's Wendy King from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The U.S. has administered a milestone 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 133 million vaccine doses have been distributed, and more than 101 have been administered. Data shows that nearly 20% of the population has received a first dose of the vaccine, and more than 10% are fully vaccinated. The milestone accomplishes President Biden's goal to have at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office.
Most of us eat poorly, don't get enough exercise, and spend too much time in a sedentary lifestyle, according to this report.
To have obesity is to weigh, on average, about 50 pounds over the medium average weight. Michael Bergen is the CEO of the American Obesity Association, formerly the Massachusetts Science Center.
There was a Harvard University study 2 years ago that predicted a 50% obesity rate in 2030. But because of the pandemic and all these other factors, this train wreck for Americans based on the pandemic is more likely to be in 2025.
The American Obesity Association has introduced a series of national programs to reduce obesity. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.